Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning
to
lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm
learning
to lean. Yes, I'm
learning to lean.
Every day I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
On Jesus. At an altar I knelt, I found
peace.
So and all that he asks is a childlike trust and a heart
that's pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning
to read.
Every day I'm
learning to lean
on Jesus. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and He's always there.
Oh, yes, He is.
You know He'll never leave me. He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there. Anytime.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. It is again that God has blessed us to arise out of the sleep and slumber tonight and to join this call to listen to a brief message from God's holy word. We're in the book of James and we're coming to the end of that book. And James has been talking about how to overcome temptations and trials. In the early part of this chapter, James said there are two steps that we need to take The first step, he says, that we need to keep our eyes focused on Christ and his return, focusing on our adversities and our challenges in life, giving them more credence than they deserve. And now he is dealing with, we need to take each circumstance and respond to it properly. We discussed in verse 12, when heavily tried, do not curse and swear. Verse 13, when you experience ranges from affliction to cheerfulness, pray and praise. Verses 14 and 15, James says, when sick, call for prayer from the church leaders. And now we come to the fourth part of this chapter. James has said, when you have sinned, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another. That is his advice. Pardon me. That is his spiritual advice to those of us that have drifted into sin. When you have sinned, James says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another. Does this mean that believers are to go around confessing all their sins and all their intimacies and ugliness? No. This is not what the passage is talking about. It is referring to certain types of sins or to certain times when we are to confess our sins. Well, when should we confess our sin? Well, perhaps when the sin has been a wrong or injustice done against someone. Or maybe when we have misled or lied to someone. When we have offended someone or caused someone to stumble and sin. When restitution should be made, and sometimes restitution is not humanly possible. But when restitution can be made, it should be made. When we have publicly committed some crime and public forgiveness is required. When a trusted minister or Christian counselor may be able to help us in seeking repentance and restoration before God and man. And I think we should take notice as to why we should confess our faults to one another so that we can pray for one another. How can we know what to pray for in your life or in our lives when we haven't talked to anyone about what we're going through? Prayer is of critical importance for one reason. James said the effectual, fervent prayer, the earnest, working power of prayer avails much. That's what James said. As already been seen, prayer, a real prayer of faith, heals a sick believer, James 5 and verse number 15. Now in this verse, prayer that is really earnest is a prayer that can that works and heals a sin-sick soul, verse number 16. Elijah is an excellent example of the power of prayer. He was a man just like us, a human being who had passions and feelings just like we have and who face the same temptations and trials that we do. Yet Elijah earnestly prayed for it not to rain, and it did not rain for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again for it to rain, and it rained, and the earth bore its fruits, 1 Kings 17, 1 Kings 18, Luke 4, 25. The point is this. Prayer, earnest, fervent prayer is effective. It works. God hears and answers prayers. When we pray to God for certain individuals and even for ourselves, what prayer does, if it comes from a righteous heart with the right motive and intentions, prayer will move God to move providentially and to work all things out in our favor, especially those who are called according to his purpose. Jesus had somewhat to say about this prayer business in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. He said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Again, in John 16, in verse number 24, our master said, could you have ye asked nothing in my name? Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. James said in James 5, verse number 13, the same chapter that we're in presently, he said, then among you is afflicted, and let him pray. And then merit, let him sing songs. Matthew 7, verse number 21, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. 21, 22. If in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Now listen to what Jesus said in John 15, verse number 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Do we have other examples of the power of prayer? Of course, in Acts chapter 16, verses 25 and 26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. Yes, effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James says that Elijah prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Beloved, don't give in, don't give up, and don't give out. When trials and temptations and the challenges of life confront us, beat up on us, go to God in prayer and ask him for his help, because help is on the way. All we have to do is just ask God. And God said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you once again for this occasion that you have allowed us to awake out of the sleep and slumber of the night. Join this devotion. We pray that something has been said to those that are listening that may be going through some difficult, tumultuous times, that they will find relief in coming to you and expressing their hearts, asking for your help. And Father, if in your infinite wisdom and according to your own timing, you see that it's the right time to answer, we beg and we plead of you to move. We pray for Kennedy. We ask, Father, that you will continue to strengthen her, to bless her, to remain with us. Bless her as she awaits a kidney. Father, we ask that that door will be open and open immediately, soon as possible. You've been good to her, and we're thankful for that, but we know that she's in dire need of a kidney, and we ask that you would move on her behalf. Be with Brother David Hood, who is suffering with cancer. Be with the doctors and the nurses that are tending to him. Go before them. Move in a providential way. Whatever treatment that they are designing for him, we pray that it will be a favorable treatment, that it will be successful. And if in your will, spare the life of Brother David Hood. Father, we also ask that you be with Sister Pope, who is battling cancer as well, who's struggling, who have good days and bad days. But it is our sincere prayer that all of her good days outweigh her bad days. Father, we're so thankful for Sister Carol Walker, who's in her life, and others that are in her life. encourage her and to assist her in ways that she needs assisting. And we know that it's because of you and your word in their hearts that they are moved to have compassion upon Sister Pope. Be with Brother Austin, who likewise is battling cancer. We pray that his treatment that will start on this week will also be favorable. Be with his family. Strengthen their hearts and their minds. Help them to unite together and rally around him and to give him all the encouragement that he needs. But it's also our sincere prayer that the doctors will design a treatment that will be favorable for him as well. Be with Sister McLean, who has lost everything in the fire. We ask that those who are aware of her and have resources that they can give to help get her and her three children back on their feet, Father, that they would find it in their hearts to move. And Father, when we would have done all that you have commanded our feeble hands and hearts to do, we still count ourselves yet as unprofitable servants. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, and for that, we are eternally grateful. Go with us through the furtherance of this day. Help us to walk worthy of that vocation wherein we have been called, that we may bring glory and honor to your majestic name. And that will be enough. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, we ask it all in your thanks. Amen.